we're gonna see some affirmative action. Julia has made it after all.
Julia!
Yes, Julia has made it after all.
These polls, Kevin, they're getting worse every day.
Well, it's clear we need to kickstart your government, Julia. Get some fight back into it.
Some fight?
Yes, we need to bring back the political biff. Take it right up to these Liberals and show the electorate we've hardened up.
Well, there's only ever been one Labor MP in the last 10 years who had the mongrel in him. Mark Latham.
Latham. Brilliant. We can bring him back for the campaign. Where is he now?
Oh, we dumped him at the Leadership Wreckers back in 2005.
Well, let's see if he's still in one piece. Is this the place, Julia?
Canberra Bodyworks. Yep, this is it.
Help you, blokes.
Well, actually, I'm a... Never mind. Look, we're here to pick up an old Labor Party leader. He was left for scrap about 7 years ago.
Yeah, what kind of leader is he?
It's the 2005 Latham.
Oh, the Latham P76. Very gutsy leader, that one. Plenty of grunt. Handled great in the wet.
Yeah, well, we're keen to see if he's still usable. The insurance company originally wrote him off, but we wanted him fixed.
Right off a Latham? What are they, idiots? We brought him back like new.
Oh, so can we have a look at him?
Sure. I'll just go and get him.
Kevin, put those mechanics picture magazines down.
But Julia, this lady's got no top and she's showing her pink pillows. Here he comes, Julia. Wow, he looks like new.
Oh, it's amazing. I never would have thought he could look so good. Even the man boobs have been lifted.
Well, we had to use plenty of bog on them.
Can you hear me, Mark?
It must hurt. Must humiliate.
Oh, he's ready to go then.
Well, you are aware he'll have to be run in.
Eh? I was going to use him this week in question time against Tony Abbott.
Ooh, the donk may not last the full question time. And you know he's got a knock in the big end.
Yeah, that's his wife's cooking. It was there before we put him in.
Well, just take it easy. You should be fine.
Thanks. Anything else we should be aware of?
Well, you'd want to know where the kill switch was.
Oh, of course, yeah. We don't want a repeat of that incident with John Howard where he nearly broke the bloke's arm shaking hands.
Howard, kill! Kill! Kill!
So the kill switch is behind his ear.
Kill! Kill!
That was close. We'll take him home then.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks. Kevin, kick him in the guts to start him up.
Okay.
Harder! To power!